Welcome
to Coffee and Cleavage. Full stop.
Don't call your ex.
Don't do it.
That's a good, by the way. Don't do it.
Don't do it. I love that.
It's a mistake. It's a mistake. Like, don't do it.
It is a mistake.
And so many people are going to, but this is why you shouldn't.
Yes, this is why you should stop, refrain. Check yourself. Check in with yourself.
Yeah.
And figure out why it is that you want to call your ex.
Yeah.
Because people do it for different reasons.
They do.
You know, maybe they're sad. Maybe they're lonely.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're wanting closure.
Yeah, closure is a big one.
But let me tell you from experience, you will never get closure by contacting your ex and asking for it.
Especially if they broke up with you. You know, obviously, because if you broke up with them, it goes with that though too. If you broke up with them, don't call them, because then you're giving them that. They're hurt. They need time to heal.
Yeah.
You know, you're just going to fuck them up.
If you broke up with them and you're wanting to call them, you really need to stop and evaluate why exactly you're wanting to contact them. Did something change since you broke up? If it was 5 minutes ago, I would guess fuck no. Nothing changed.
Yeah.
Figure out what changed, what you want to change, what you want your life to look like. If you're the one that broke up with them, make a fucking list.
Yeah.
What did you appreciate and what did you not like? You know, clearly if you're the one that broke up with them, your do not like section should be larger than your like section, right? If you're weighing the two.
No, absolutely.
And use that list to kind of validate yourself. Like, this is why we broke up.
Yeah.
And use that list going forward for future relationships, because now what that person has taught you is exactly what you appreciate and what you need and what you don't need.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
You'll know exactly what to look out for.
It's very true. And I know there's some times where people, when they break up, they still have that lingering, you know, where they hook up because it's comfortable to them. They're familiar with each other.
Danger.
It's a danger zone. It is.
It is a danger zone. Because
then you're just like falling right back into the same old shit. Most likely.
Exactly. I mean, if you're calling your ex to hook up, you definitely need to check yourself.
Yeah.
There's a reason that they're your ex.
Yep, there is. There is a reason. I mean, unless it's not one of those things where you ended up like kind of like our last few topics we talked about with the friend zone thing.
Oh,
you know,
right.
That's like different though. You know, if like you're, I don't know. But if you're getting out of relationship with someone, or they just got out of relationship with you, it's really just not a good idea.
It's a bad idea.
Yeah.
It's time to move on.
Move on. Heal.
Move on.
Or else, if not, you're not allowing yourself to move on if you're going to keep.
And there's so many things you can do to help you move on.
Well, the first thing is stay the fuck off social media.
Yes.
Please. That, isn't that something where, okay, do you have friends that ever tell you like, oh my God, you know, I keep checking his page though, or seeing stories. It's like,
oh yeah, they're watching his stories. They're standing over their phone, waiting, hoping with every vibrate and ring that it's them.
Yeah.
Contacting them.
Yeah.
Fucking shut your phone off. Take a break.
Yeah. Log out.
Log off.
Yep.
You know, get in touch with whatever things make you happy, or whatever things made you happy before you invested all of your time into this relationship.
Yeah, that's true. Because a lot of times people kind of tend to lose their self when they're in
absolutely.
Something.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe there was something that you really enjoyed doing before you started dating someone, and you did it less, or maybe not even at all,
mm-hmm.
because they didn't enjoy it at all.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's really just getting back in touch with yourself and finding what things make you happy. Or maybe it's trying something you've never done before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, getting out of your comfort zone. Phone a friend. Talk to family. You know, build your new little circle, if you will, you know, that support group, instead of just falling back, because stepping back sometimes is less scary than stepping forward.
Oh, 100%. That's so true. And we know that this is so much easier said than done, of course. You know, people struggle with it. And that's why people have that where they keep falling back. You know, yeah. It's like, but I don't know, just putting it out there where
stop calling. A call in a text is not going to change anything. And that's the sad reality of it, is a lot of people want some type of validation, or they want an apology, or they expect to just get back together. And I can just tell you from experience that calling somebody or texting somebody or trying to contact somebody when they don't want to hear from you, it's never gonna end like a happy ending, or like, oh, okay, well, I think you just convinced me, let's get back together.
Yeah,
you know, it's not gonna happen. It's just gonna frustrate you. It's gonna make you feel more depleted. Mm-hmm. You know, man or woman, this applies to both sides. Mm-hmm. Either way, it's exhausting. It takes up your headspace. It's not healthy.
It's not at all. It's, you know, and if you're the person that broke up with the person too, you got to kind of, you might be checking in with them to see how they're doing because you feel bad. But I don't know. I feel like
that's almost cruel too.
It is.
Because, you know, you're no longer, when you break up with someone, you're no longer responsible. I mean, you weren't really necessarily responsible before, but that's not your job to check in.
Yeah.
You have to accept that you broke up for a reason. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, that you love and value yourself first. Mm-hmm. Not trying to like fill in spaces like, oh, how are you doing? How's it going? It's like, nah.
Yeah.
No contact for me is I think the best way. You know, yeah. Unless life is more complicated and, yeah, you know, you have a different situation where you have a family or anything like that, then I feel like then there has to be more adjustments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, that's true. I feel like, too, you're right. It depends on every situation is so different. I mean, there might be some people that broke up with someone and then they realize a month later, like, oh, my God, I made the biggest mistake. Maybe not even a month later. Maybe a few weeks later.
Days, hours.
You know what I mean? And they go, you know, I don't know. If you're the person that got broken up with, it is better to wait to see if the person that broke up with you reaches out to you first.
Yeah. I agree.
And you could be like, well, fuck you. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, you broke up with me. Yeah, why are you calling me now?
Yeah, exactly. It kind of puts, I feel like it's the person that has the upper hand. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where if you broke up with someone and then, you know, you reach out to the person you broke up with, they kind of have the upper hand in that situation.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. You know, it's all like reverse psychology.
It's kind of a game.
It's a game.
And I feel like that you're right. The person who did the breaking up with, it's hard because on both sides, it's like the person who did the breaking up with kind of has the higher ground.
Yeah, they do.
Because the other person might try to contact them and they're like, no, I said we were done.
Yeah.
You know? And by calling that person that broke up with you, you're no longer actually giving them the opportunity to see if or when they may have called you. Mm-hmm. Maybe 6 months later, they would have been like, fuck, I made the biggest mistake ever. I'm going to call back. I'm going to apologize. I'm going to, you know, make this right, even if we don't get back together. You know, right my wrongs. You didn't give them that opportunity, mm-hmm. You know, because you called them right away.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it is kind of a game. It's a little bit of a guessing game.
Yeah.
You know, in terms of what you feel is right. But I just know from experience that it can make you feel crazy.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Whoever it is that is on the side of getting broken up with, you're going to feel crazy.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying it's easier said than done, saying all this shit's like totally. Yeah,
I mean, it does help, though. You have to go through it, but like having support, reaching out to friends, reaching out to family, those things do really help.
Oh my God.
You know, because if you're just sitting at home constantly thinking about the person that just dumped you 24/7, you know, looking at your phone, checking, hoping they're going to call you or text you or say something. Yeah, it's just not healthy. That's really toxic, and mm-hmm. it's really not loving yourself. You know?
Yeah.
And if you're the one who did the breaking up with, it's almost equally the same. You really do have to like turn that love back towards you and just focus on what makes you happy and trying to find your new normals, mm-hmm. you know? Because people really do struggle.
Yeah.
Because things become habit and habit becomes normal. And then when normal is broken, you're like, well, wait, wait, what do I do?
Yeah.
You know?
You feel like your life's kind of turned upside down a little bit, you know? Like, holy shit.
A lot of it, you know? Yeah. Especially, like, the longer that you've been in a relationship when you break up, it's just harder. Mm-hmm. You know, it's harder to piece back because this person was now a part of your life, and now you're just like, okay, well, here are the pieces. Like, how do I fucking put it back together?
Yeah. And, you know, you are going through a grieving period, too. Even if you're the person that broke up with someone, like, you're grieving over it.
Yeah.
You know?
So, but it's natural.
Yeah.
But moral of that story, don't text them. Don't call them.
Do yourself a favor.
You know what? One thing that I have found helpful, and I don't know if men can relate with this or not, but writing down how you feel without giving it to the other person, you know, like almost like express your frustration or your sadness or your anger, but just for yourself, you know, like just getting it out. So like some people can't talk to other people about that. Some people need to write it down. So there's not like a one, you know, fit all solution.
There's not. Yeah. There's no cookie cutter.
But you have to guide. Do whatever feels right.
Yeah.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And as many games and rules as there are, I just feel like that not calling your ex is like the best one that you could do for yourself.
Yes.
You know, not because there's some fucking rule book on like what to do or what not to do, but it's just like, you know, probably 99% of the time it's going to make you feel like shit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And aren't you tired of feeling like shit?
Yeah.
You know?
I know. You feel like totally regretted after you do it too, most of the time.
Yeah. I've done that before. Like contacted somebody after I would like told myself that I wasn't going to contact them. Or like, have you ever like block someone and then unblock them,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah. Then you're like, shit.
You know? And I had a friend who like deleted a number and then put it back in their phone and then deleted a number and then put it back in their phone. It's like that kind of shit just makes you wild.
It does.
You know, and then you can't even delete it because you have it memorized. Like that shit's just not healthy.
Yeah, it's not.
And I'm sure that like both sides are having a hard time. So mm-hmm. it's just like acceptance that that's where you are
mm-hmm.
and just, you know, accepting that for what it is so that you can move on. It's like everybody's like, well, let go. It's like sometimes you're like, well, fuck, how the fuck do you do that?
Yeah.
You know, like as if just letting go was so fucking easy, you know?
Yeah.
It's like it sounds so cliche.
It does, but it's so true. And the more time invested, the harder that is.
Yeah. You invest your time, your love, mm-hmm. your money, whatever it is, you invest yourself into something else. When it fails, I always think about this from economics class, the sunken cost fallacy. Do you know what that is?
Mm-mm.
So imagine that you are going to a movie, right? And you spend $20 to see the movie and you get inside the movie and the movie's fucking terrible. Right? It's really not enjoyable. You're not enjoying it whatsoever. Do you sit through the entire movie because you already paid for it? Or do you walk out and just accept that, you know, you spent the money on it, it wasn't good?
I mean, I've never walked out of a movie.
Really?
I've fallen asleep.
I got
on board, fall asleep. But I've never like walked out of a movie ever.
Okay. Well, let me think of another example then. Instead of walking out of a movie, okay, say that you're going to the movies and you drop your money on the way to the movies and you get there and you look in your pocket and the $20 that you were going to spend on the movies is no longer in your pocket. Do you reach out with your debit or your credit card and still pay for the movie, or do you go home because you lost the money?
Get my debit card.
Right?
Yeah.
Right? So some people feel differently about that.
Yeah.
And relationships are kind of like that sunken fallacy where people invest so much time and money and their own resources into a relationship to make it work that when it's not working, they feel like, well, I have to just keep pouring it in.
Yeah.
You know, because I already fucking paid for it.
Mm-hmm.
I've already paid for it. So why should I stop now?
Yeah.
And so I feel like we're kind of hardwired to kind of give ourselves the harder route.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And I don't know why I always think about that.
Yeah.
It's like, you're going to keep fucking watching this terrible movie?
Have you walked out of a movie before?
Yes, I have. Yeah. And I can't remember what movie, but I have walked out of
a movie
before.
You're like, this shit's terrible. I'm out.
I mean, I kind of knew it was going to be a good movie to begin with, but I was just like, oh, I'll try it out. And I was like, oh my God, Like, I have way better things I could be doing than watching this.
Oh, I've had some terrible, you know, I've watched some terrible fucking movies.
Have you done that at home before, too? Like, I mean, where you rented a movie. I mean, we're going way back here, like, renting like movies. Like, Blockbuster days? Shit. Blockbuster or Redbox. Or maybe you bought a movie on your TV and you're watching it and you're just like, God, this is really terrible and you're not enjoying it.
Then,
like,
I just get on my phone. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. You never
just shut it off?
I mean, well, if I'm at home, yeah, it's, yeah, you know.
Yeah, but you already paid for it, but you're okay with shutting it off.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Same.
Yeah.
No, whereas I'm not going to force myself to do something or like say you prepaid for a ticket to go somewhere, but that day you don't feel good. Like, do you still force yourself to go because you don't feel good, or do you just accept that, oh, well, it didn't work out?
Yeah, I mean.
I feel like I'm like, oh, okay, well, oh, well.
Yeah.
I'm not going to go because I don't feel like it.
Yeah, if you don't feel like it,
then. If you don't feel like it. But some people will force themselves to go. They could be sick. They could be not feeling good. And they're like, no, I'm going to fucking go because I paid for it.
Yeah, no. If I don't feel good, then I'm not going to have a good time. Fuck that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think that was like just my larger, really roundabout point of bringing that to relationships is that some people just won't stop, you know, until it gets like, you know,
bad,
unbearable,
mm-hmm.
or bad, or they'll just keep trying because they are just so obsessed with the fact that they invested all this time into the relationship, you know? So they're like, oh, fuck, I got to get this back. I keep going.
Life's short. Don't waste it.
Seriously.
It's cliche as fuck, but it's so true. It's so
true. Most of the cliche, like all the quotes and like memes and shit, like it's pretty spot on.
It is.
You know, I mean, it's like, true. Do what makes you fucking happy.
Yeah.
Like, you know, and maybe that's calling your ex, even though it's going to make you really unhappy. Do whatever you need to do to get through the process. But my takeaway is like,
it's good advice to just tell you not to. But of course, you know, people are going to do what they're going to do.
People will always do what they want to do. Sometimes people have to go through the pain.
Yeah.
You know, to get to the fucking happy ending.
Yeah.
But, yeah. No bueno. No Don't bueno. Fucking call your ex. Like, you know, and half the time I just feel like if somebody broke up with you and there's no good reason and you don't have closure, you know, it probably has to do with them, not you.
Yeah.
You know, or maybe they just weren't that into you, or they were more into themselves.
That's a sad truth, but that could be.
It is. Like, if they're only texting you at night.
Booty call.
Boom. Booty call.
Yep.
If they only text you, period, and never want to talk to you on the phone. They don't want to meet your family. They don't want to do things with you.
Those are some fucking big red flags.
Big red flags.
Yeah.
Maybe they're just looking for some type of fucking fantasy relationship. Mm-hmm. Maybe you're a side piece.
Yeah, maybe they're a fuckboy and they have multiple people that they're doing the same thing with. If all of those
are true, they're definitely a fucking fuckboy.
Yeah, definitely.
Or fuck girl, you know?
Yeah,
fuck girl, fuck boy, interchangeable. Completely interchangeable.
Fuck girl, fuck boy.
I didn't even
That sounds like a match made in heaven.
Well, it does. Together. Because some people are honestly just okay with using people.
Yeah.
You know, getting what they need. They only text you because they're fucking bored, not because they give a shit. You know? So it's difficult to manage dating and breaking up. What a fuck storm.
It is. It is a fuck storm. It sucks. It does.
Dating sucks.
Just that, you know, it doesn't have to suck, but it does for most people because
of the games.
The games. And let's face it, so many people play the games. It takes where you actually meet someone you feel like you don't have to play those fucking games with. Okay, when you find yourself a unicorn, that's what they call them.
A unicorn?
Mm-hmm. Have you ever seen that? It's on YouTube. It's like called the Hot Crazy Matrix or whatever.
Oh, fuck yeah. I do remember that.
The unicorn? Yes, when you find yourself a unicorn, capture it, study it, because they do not exist.
Oh, fuck. I forgot about that video. Yeah. That's a golden one. I'm going to have to go back and watch that.
That's a good one.
It is.
The Hot Crazy Maker Matrix. I don't remember what it's called. Something like that. I'm sure a lot of you guys have seen it. Crazy Hot Matrix.
Capture those fucking unicorns.
Yes.
Cherish them.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And let go of the fucking, what do we call the opposite of unicorns? Fuck boys and fuck girls.
Yeah.
All right, guys. All
right, cheers.
Cheers.